Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you guys up until 2. A little all right on no, but let's get to 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, brought to you by the Lexus TX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Dolphins will be back at it on Monday Night Football. The Jets, they lost a tough one yesterday. Patriots, 5 turnovers. Open the door for Aaron Rodgers. You can't give the old man too many chances, Leroy.
Nope.
But they dropped 1-2. And meanwhile, the Bills are sitting back here willy-nilly, and they're like, look at these idiots in our division. That's what they got going on.
I mean, it happens. It's just unfortunate. It's been the same division, 2 different teams, and none of them are the damn Dolphins. First you had to run with Tom Brady. Now Josh Allen. Yeah. Where's our run, damn it?
Where's our run, man? Where is our run? Crazy, dude.
I think, and when you think about the run, there's a couple of things that you got to get first, right? All of them have had a reliable quarterback, and all of them have had a pretty reliable offensive line. When you talk about Tom Brady and all the things that he's won, the one thing they talk about is how consistent his offensive line has been, right? So from that standpoint, you need a quarterback, but I would say by just looking at the league, you need an offensive line more. And the teams that haven't figured that out yet got a quarterback that's either hurt or their quarterback can't win. So do with that what you may. Every team that's had success has started there.
He's right. You can't stop the run, or you can't run the ball.
Done.
You're not going to win.
Done.
That's pretty much the NFL right now.
I mean, but listen, I'm not around football every day, right? I'm not in the inner makings of the way the league is going and where it's trending. But I do know this. Football is very cyclical. If one team has a player that looks a certain way and they're winning a certain way, the rest of the NFL will mimic that, right? Mm-hmm. Before, everybody had to have a receiver that looked like Terrell Owens, Randy Moss, Mike Evans. They all had to be big, strapping guys that could go up and get the ball. Now it seems like everybody got speed and got ants, right? So it's cyclical. The one thing that's consistent, regardless of what you want to do with all that other stuff, the teams that run the football, the teams that stop the run are always in the mix at the end of the year. That has never changed. So I don't know how people that are in football every day won't even acknowledge that with how they put a team together.
Do you think, though, that the Dolphins' big issue right now is run? Because it feels really like it's their quarterback. Doesn't look so hot.
It's what I would tell you is, we wouldn't be having these questions if you had an offensive line and a defensive line. right? Keep in mind, you started the season off with your defense not forcing a punt in 11 quarters.
The defense has not been good. I'm not sitting here saying the defense is good.
No, but I'm just saying, look at the overall. If I start with the two fundamentals of football and then work it out from there, right? I'm not even including the quarterback. I'm not including the secondary, which we had questions going into the game on this season. If I start this team and I start them with a decent offensive line and a decent defensive line, all those other things fall into place. That is what happened in a lot of these. Hell, one of the reasons why they were so quick to get off Anthony Richardson is because they had a good offensive line and a good defensive line. So it's easier to move on because you can identify whether he can play or not sooner because you know you have a base.
It was strange that he moved up as fast as he did anyway. I know that he looks like a superhero. I get it.
But look, we used to have a saying in football. Look like Tarzan, play like Jane. Right? Just because you're big and got muscles and could bench press and run don't mean you could play football. In fact, I would lean the opposite way. Some of the big guys with the worst bodies are the ones that ball out. Now,
Gilbert Brown.
This is my whole point. Right. You want to know when Tua starts stinking?
When
he tried to get his body right.
I've been saying this.
But
dude,
at his position,
so you want him portly?
I've been wanting him fat for 3 years. Fat jujitsu Tua was the best Tua.
But you can't move when you're fat.
You can't move.
He can move.
Fat.
Some people are sneaky movers when they're chubby.
Tobin. Have you ever seen third and fours and you're like, he's not going to make it? Like, you just know he's not going
to
make
it. Or when he rolls out to the left and then instead of getting a play from Mike, he get a couple of puffs on the oxygen mask. Let me hit that, Mike. But look, it's not a secret. Nobody wants to, but what did Dan Campbell say? Every place Dan took over, what is the first thing he said he going to do?
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek or three toes, I will beat your ass, I believe was his words.
Attitude, offense, defensive line, right? It's not a secret. I can't for the life of me figure out, right, when these two things in the history of football have been consistent. If you have an offense and defensive line, if you can run the football, stop the run, you can win championships, right? And the greatest show on turf, let's be clear, the greatest show on turf won a Super Bowl by stopping the Titans on the 1 yard line. And that
doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes, I will beat your ass.
What, 20-16 or something like that?
Yeah.
It was a close game.
Yeah.
So they ain't outrun. Once you get to the goal time, once you get to those pivotal times in the season, it's going to be whether you can run the football or stop the run.
Although,
offensive, defensive line.
Did you see A.J. Brown came out yesterday and he said that the Eagles' offense is too conservative? And I feel like he's the only guy not having fun with the winning. I feel like every time A.J. Brown's just sitting here and he goes, we could have more fun. I mean, we could open it up a little bit, baby. You could chuck me the ball.
You know why that is? You know why that is? Let me tell you why. Because the people in Philadelphia in places throughout this country don't care about winning. It's how they win, right?
But when you say people in Philadelphia, you mean him, right? Because he's the only guy on the team that seems like that.
The same way the fans were all over Jalen Hurts the first 3 weeks.
I think the fans like the tush push, though, dude. I think like the Philly fans, they like.
But I'm just saying, like, Jalen Phillips had to answer questions about why he's not having success. A 3-0 football team, a team that just won a Super Bowl, a team that he was the MVP in the last Super Bowl. He is answering questions every week. What's going on with the passing game?
Well, guess what? The Eagles have reached now they've reached Patriots chief level where.
Yeah, but they're winning.
I understand. But okay. They are winning. You're right. But you know what? They were winning 2 years ago, the year after they lost the Super Bowl to the Chiefs, and they were playing the exact same way, and everybody was saying, all right, it's good that you're winning now. And they won the 10 out of their first 11. And then you know what happened after that? It finally caught up to them.
Yeah, but Jalen Hurts is not – he
He was on that team.
Even after winning the MVP of the Super Bowl, we still going to ask Jalen Hurts these questions?
I don't think they should ask him these questions, but I can
You say to people, Vlad, he got ring protection. Well, this guy don't. He just won last year and was the MVP.
He's got ring protection. Nobody's throwing.
No. They are very hard on Jalen Hurts for whatever apparent reason, and all the man does is win. That's all he wins. Put it this way. If I was the Miami Dolphin fan, if Tua was getting the criticism Jalen Hurts was getting, you would accept it. You would take it. Because you know what that means? That means your team is winning. Your team is winning. As long as that's all that matters. We talked about this when we started the show.
I would say, though, he's the first quarterback in a while on a team that's been this good for this long that's not the signature of the team. Even like the signature is their physicality. It's their stupid rugby play.
It's the whole team. They got a complete team.
I know,
That don't matter.
But AJ Brown's not having fun.
Well, he's a wide receiver. Receivers are not going to have fun if they don't get the ball.
Let me tell you something. It's the position, because, and this is the same thing I'm going to say. What I've said about Jalen Hurts. A wide receiver could have 3 catches. Right? Their team could win by 20. And some reporter's going to go in there and say, how you feel about your production? Right? Why are you not getting more? And the answer, I don't know why, can't be, we're winning, who cares? They take that, wide receivers take that more personal than any other position, because they're trying so hard to say, when I catch a pass, 3 other things have to happen. Them other 3 things ain't happening. Right? The quarterback got to be looking my way. The play has to be designed to go my way. The quarterback has to see what I'm seeing, or I have to not be doubled. Right? So many things where you could eliminate that. And when you eliminate those things and then you get the ball rammed down your throat and you still lose by 20, the first thing they do after the game is run to the damn wide receiver and say, why you only caught 3 balls? So, while everybody want to win, let's be clear. I don't think fans look at it as it's all about winning, because I've seen plenty of teams that have won games and won a bunch of games, and fans complain about how they're winning. So I don't know what to say. I tell you what, if I'm a Dolphins fan, I'd rather be 3-0. I don't care how we got there. Right?
I mean, let's not live in fantasy.
But the 3-0 teams are complaining.
We'll take a break, close things out a little, all right. Oh, no! After this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.